The Prime Minister has pledged Australia will maintain zero tariffs on goods produced in poor countries, and she's called on other developed nations to do the same. Julia Gillard told the CHOGM Business Forum in Perth last night that the world's poorest nations will continue to have access to Australia without tariffs and quotas. Ms Gillard is concerned there may be a shift back to protectionism, especially as the latest round of free trade talks failed to broker an agreement. David Webber reports.
The protesters outside the Burswood casino complex were outnumbered by police. About 30 of them held banners at a designated area several hundred metres from the doors of the ballroom. Inside, the Prime Minister spoke of the benefits of free trade.
I think it would be fair to say that opening up to the world was one of the best peacetime decisions any Australian government has ever made.
The Prime Minister said some parts of the Doha round of the World Trade Organisation were close to resolution. She asserted that those negotiations should be concluded.
The global economy needs the shot in the arm. It needs the stimulus that greater openness and increased trade would provide. New sources of economic growth need to be activated, and millions of the world's poorest citizens can be liberated from poverty.
The Prime Minister said there'd been a dramatic rise in protectionism and the return to such policies should worry governments and businesses. Ms Gillard said that for many years Australia had provided favourable trade conditions for the world's poorest countries.
In effect, we already offer all goods produced in the poorest countries entry to Australia free of tariffs and quotas. Tonight, I pledge that the world's least developed countries will have access to Australia's market free of tariffs and quotas for 100% of the goods they export to our country.
She said this commitment would stand regardless of what happened with the Doha round. The Prime Minister called for other countries to make a similar commitment.
Whether it be for market access or in combinations of duty-free, quota-free access and direct financial assistance for trade facilitation. These pledges should be unconditional. Australia is also willing to play a leading part in the global fight against protectionism. Tonight, I therefore also announce that my government will make a commitment at the WTO ministerial meeting to no increase in protection while the Doha negotiations proceed.
She said this policy was essential for an enduring global economic recovery.
David Webber in Perth.